Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, June the 28th, 2010. You know, there are times in life when we find ourselves in a big mess. I'm sure there have been times that you have, and I know I've found myself in a mess or two on a number of occasions. Now, some people, when they're in a mess, they pray and ask God to just fix it for them. In other words, they want God to just go ahead and do a quick miracle and make all the bad things just go away. Okay, now, I absolutely believe in a miracle-working God. Don't you? He has performed countless miracles for mankind. But I also know that we're supposed to take some responsibility for our actions. But of course, we live in a culture of, hey, it wasn't my fault. You see, for example, if we've made some really poor decisions with our finances, and we now find ourselves in debt, are we praying and asking God to just wipe away all that debt instantly, miraculously? Or like some people, God, please help me win the lottery. Now, yes, of course, we most certainly pray when we're in a mess. We ask God for His help and direction and guidance. And again, I believe in a miracle-working God, but every one of us needs to take responsibility for our actions. So by all means, pray and pray and continue to pray. And you know something? Part of that prayer ought to be, Father, what can I do about this situation? I'm sure there are times when part of His answer might be to cut some unnecessary spending or where to find some extra work to make some extra money to take care of that debt. See, our God is a God of solutions, and God is always there to help us whenever we're in a mess, whether it's a big mess or just a little mess. But let's remember to take responsibility and do our part. Pray and ask for His help and His direction, and then be patient and allow Him to work with us and in us, and be ready to take action on the direction that He gives us. Well, that's it for this podcast. You got a comment? If you do, why don't you go ahead and type it in down below? We'd love to hear what's on your mind. If you're a subscriber to this blog, well, then you know you get notified personally every time I post something new, so you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to come back and check to see if there's something new up. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to this blog. It's free, whether you do that email or RSS. And for all subscribers, as my way of saying thank you, I give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.